Ffigurodd dim bach gap Ceicona o gol i ddim y sgoriwr, yr arwr yma, ni'n bach ydy'r hogyn lleol Sam Jones. Sam, sut ydych chi'n teimlo? Ydych chi wedi cyrraedd rwnd derfynol Cwpan Wyrdd?
O, yn teimlo'n ffantastig. Dwi'n teimlo dda am dda. Dwi'n meddwl bydd eiri.
Disgrifiwch y gol na ni.
O, di peil, jyst o dife, open goal. Sy'n neud siŵr o fi roed y mewn.
A be oedd y teimlad nad ydych chi'n meddwl fel hogyn lleol yn mynd â'ch clwb lleol chi drwodd i ffeinal a diwrnod mwyaf hanes y clwb siŵr oedd?
O, teimlad yn y gol yna, gael deimlad o.
Ac o'n na 500 a hanner a mwy o bobl yma'r dor fwyaf sydd wedi bod mas 15 mlynedd. Eto, fel hogyn lleol, mae'r haif yn rhoi pleser i chi?
Ne, dal y breser. Ne, teimlad.
Tymor cyntaf chi yma? Yeah. Yn Imbach, ffeinal yn erbyn y Seintiau Newydd. Honno mi, wedi ffynod asgu chi'n di?
Tough game di, ond siw bryd gynnau chymal aso.
Igian oed, na'n gofyn i chdi beth i'n mynd i wneud am weddill heno, ond mae siw fy nawrgylch wych yn ystafell newydd na dwi'n chi'n ôl.
Di, gobeithio.
Wel, yn syml iawn, llongofarchiadau ar greu, mae siw'r eiliad mwy hanes y ddol yn hanes Clwb Peldroed Imbach.
Diolch yn iawn.
This is Andrew Howard for Welsh Premier Radio, and I'm with Gareth Thomas, the jubilant manager of Denby Town. Gareth, how does that feel?
Superb. Great achievement for everyone involved with the club tonight.
And this is the third scalp from a Welsh Premier League side. Did you think you could do this again?
We believed the last couple of weeks we fancied our chances, and then when Jock came we knew it'd be harder, because I think, you know, we seem to have re-galvanised them, but everyone in that changing rooms believed we were capable of causing an upset tonight.
And reflected on the game, your goalkeeper was a goal-scoring hero last week. He's pulled off a great penalty save this week.
He's been outstanding all season for us. As you say, he scored the other week, got us a point in a league game. And he was superb tonight, absolutely incredible. And he's one of the best keepers in the Cymru Alliance.
And that must have lifted the players. And then it's almost Roy of the Rovers stuff with a local youngster coming off the bench and scoring the winner.
Brilliant, and that's what we said, you know. We get a lot of criticism, but we have got six or seven local lads in the side. You know, we can only get the players here that want to play for the club, and we have got, you know, local lads in, and it's great for him. He's bided his time, he's come off the bench nearly every game, but he is 18, 19, and there's no better place for him to learn at this level.
And what did you tell him when you told him he was going onto the pitch?
We knew what we'd get off him, you know, for his size and that. He'll put himself about, he'll work hard for us. And we just knew we'd get on with the game. You know, against Airbus, let's be honest, in the last round, we were one down with 20 minutes to go, and we had three 18-year-old lads on right at the end, and they turned the game. They turned the last half hour against Airbus, and they bossed the extra time for us. So we've got every confidence in the kids that are coming through locally, and they'll get the chance.
And it wasn't just the kids on the field tonight as well. The ones off the field, perhaps a mention to the crowd, which was excellent tonight here.
Oh, superb. When you look at, you know, tonight, it's an awful weather. But to get 550 here, and the kids were great, as I said before. Two sides leading, both sides out from the juniors, and all the juniors that were here tonight. It's fantastic for the club.
And you're taking your side to a final against TNS. That must be pretty special to look forward to.
It's an unbelievable achievement, let's be honest about it. You know, we've taken this cup seriously, and we're getting just rewards now. And I think it's fantastic. And I think, you know, you've got the Welsh Premier. The Hughes Grey is a very good league to be in. You're at it every week. You've got to be in it in the Cymru Alliance, or you will lose games. Everyone's taking points off each other, and it's set us up. You know, it's a decent standard. But is the gap closing? I would say, you know, I don't think it is, because obviously since it's gone to 12, I think by going to 12, it's improved the lower leagues. But, you know, we're all trying to achieve to get there.
And you've got a live television final. How are you going to prepare your lads for live TV?
Well, I hope one or two of them have a shave. we'll prepare as normal. You know, there's no point doing anything different. But we'll prepare for it the best we can and go from there.
Gareth, thank you very much and well done.
Thanks, Anne.